This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. Typically, when beef prices are at a high level in the grocery store and herd numbers are low, the response is a rebuilding of supply. We will hear more from Nate Kaufman, Omaha branch executive for the Kansas City Fed, next.
Spring planning starts with one smart decision. Corn Pro from Landis delivers a complete corn program with built-in savings. Nutritionals, herbicide, and fungicide, all working together in one plan backed by local expertise. Lock in competitive pricing, sign up any number of acres, and take advantage of 0% interest through 2026 to protect your cash flow. Less complexity, more performance. Get the most out of your corn crop with Corn Pro from Landis. Talk with your local Landis team today.
Nate Kaufman, the Senior Vice President and Omaha Branch Executive for the Kansas City Fed, says the numbers in the beef herd show that there should be some rebuilding underway.
You might ask the question, and especially as you look at the chart on the right-hand side and see that inventories have been declining for some time, that this market would be suggesting that there should be some expansion happening and there should be some herd rebuilding. And the reality is that that has been pretty slow.
Kaufman describes why producers are not eager to add to their herd right now.
Part of the reason is because, well, there are still costs involved, but these costs really have to be taken into account for multiple years and not just the current environment. I think there's some hesitation and some amount of risk aversion, just given the current level of prices, to think about expanding or investing in this market, whether you're the operation or the lender. There is some risk involved, and so just given the level of prices and essentially the point at which you would be investing in this market, the herd rebuilding has been relatively slow. It's happening in some places.
Despite the smaller herd size, Kaufman says the beef industry is finding ways to continue to meet beef demand by feeding to heavier weights.
Now, it is important to keep in mind that it's not just I think this point sometimes gets missed, but it's not just the number of animals. You obviously have to be thinking about what it means in terms of beef production. And beef production has been declining, but overall that level has been higher than what the inventories would otherwise suggest. And this is just because the animals are generally heavier than they were years and years ago. And so the production that we get from beef, it hasn't declined quite as much as what the inventories might suggest.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.